Welcome to episode 84 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Lindsay, and this week, I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, and Amy. Cabo San Lucas is in the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula, known for the beaches, scuba, and sea arch, El Arco de Cabo San Lucas, marine life, game fishing, and golf. It is also a great place to watch whales in the winter months. Amy recently traveled there with her husband and stayed at the Hyatt Ziva. We're really excited to hear about this popular West Coast destination, so let's get started. So, Amy, tell us about your little romantic getaway.
Don't tell us everything.
Yeah, this great suite. So, for those who are listening that don't know, we all live, well, except for Lindsay, we live on the East Coast of the United States. So, we get to travel a lot to the Caribbean. That's our easy spot to go to. Well, Cabo is the far west coast below, I believe it's almost like right below San Francisco. Correct me if my geography's wrong, but
San Diego.
The Baja, that little peninsula.
Well, San Francisco is further north, but yeah, it would be.
Well, it's south. So it's the south. It's a little peninsula of land. So it was a long flight. But the Ziva, I have to say just a little blurb on that. The Hyatt Ziva is an all-inclusive resort. And it was beautiful. A lot of the resorts out there are well known for their spas and their facilities. We did not get to do that. The thing we did do, which I have to say was our overall highlight of the whole trip, was visit a place called Flora Farms. If you're in Cabo San Lucas or if you're in Los Cabos, which is nearby, another destination over there, you have to figure out how to get to Flora Farms. It is a fully sustained, it's a farm that produces all of its own crops and animals and has a restaurant on site, a brewery on site, a little grocery on site. They do everything on their own. And you can even take some cooking classes there, which we did. We learned how to make some pico de gallo and some corn tortillas. And then they served us lunch. It was awesome. That was the highlight of my trip.
Wow.
That's so ask me as much as you want about that. The climate out there, so again, comparing it to the Caribbean, which I've been to a lot, the Caribbean is that really lush, green, palm trees everywhere, grass. Whereas Cabo was more deserty. You have your palm trees, but you also have some cactuses and a lot drier.
Okay. I really wanted to compare the Caribbean because Cabo is sort of a getaway for the West Coast, like the Caribbean is for us. I mean, like we take our quick trips to the East Coast of Mexico, and that the West Coast of Mexico is sort of the quick trips for, so you mentioned the desert thing, but is it other than that? Is it pretty much, can you expect the same sorts of things in for East Coast versus West Coast Mexico?
I would say another huge difference. If you're looking for that really clear Caribbean water, you're not going to see that over there. In fact, pay attention to the flags on the beach because the beaches over there might be beautiful to look at. And maybe okay to surf in, but you don't want to swim in them. There's a lot of current, especially right there, that area. There's one beach I noted that I did not go to called Playa Medano, Medano. I did not go there, but I was told that that's one of the safest areas to swim. The beach that we were at had black flags, which is the worst.
Oh, wow.
Somebody actually died there 2 weeks before we were there.
Wow.
And that happens often. The undertow and the currents out there just aren't good. So just be warned, please pay attention to the flags. You know, there are lifeguards, they're telling you not to get in the water.
So if you're a beach person, East Coast is better. If you're a pool person, West Coast works just fine.
And you can still lay out on the beach. The beach was huge. And we could walk up and down for miles, but you just don't get in it. Yeah. If you like to swim in the ocean.
Did you actually touch the ocean though? Did you?
Yes. So yeah, I was in up to my ankles and believe me, I'm the non-risk taker. So that was on the other side of me. And he was up a little bit further between his ankles and knees. And I was freaking out. I was like, I don't care if you accidentally fall down.
I've been to LA. I haven't been to the beaches further south than that. But to me, the Pacific Ocean is a lot colder than the Atlantic. So did you think it was cold that far south?
freezing.
Really? Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And you were there. You were there in April, right?
I was there in April, yes. And actually, there was still a little bit of whale watching going on. Like, we could still see way out some of the spouting going on. Big area for sport fishing. So, Scott, the last time we were out there a few years ago, he did a deep sea fishing excursion, which is huge out there. And he caught, I mean, the marlin were swimmer. What is it called? The marlin were swimming. What is it called when they do? Like a fucking fish? I don't know. Doing something out there. There are a bunch of marlin. He caught one.
We don't know.
They're running. They were running. Oh, okay. That's what it's called. Okay.
So if I were going whale watching, I would go to where Lindsay lives up in like Washington State area. Was this great whale watching there?
You know, we were at the tail end of it, but people compare it to Hawaii. Hmm. So I don't know. I've never been earlier than April. Yeah, I don't know, you know, and I'm such a Caribbean lover that honestly, being on the East Coast, I kind of like the green lush area, but in the deserty, but that's just what I'm used to. It wasn't bad at all. The food was great and really authentic. I loved the Mexican food out there. And surprisingly, you probably have people out here who feel like the area might be unsafe. We walked out of the resort a mile down the road to the little town of, gosh, I can't remember the name of it. It was right outside of Cabo, but right down, yeah, it was like a mile walk. Totally fine. We were fine. We felt safe in a little area. They had some stores and vendors, places to eat. Lots of Americans walking around there too. It was safe, I thought.
So Amy, how does it compare to Cancun? Like if you had to, what are the big differences?
So it's so funny. I always call Cancun the East Coast Mexico and Cabo the West Coast Mexico. Well, probably. So when you fly into Cancun, you hit that hotel zone, and there's like a hotel a few feet from the next hotel, mm-hmm. hundreds of hotels. I didn't get that feeling at all in Cabo. You had your hotels, but it was pretty spaced out. I never felt like I was in a mecca of hotel zone. That was one. I'd say the lushness, just that hit me huge, even flying over it. Like we flew into like a mountain. There's just mountains right there by the beach. So you've got the mountains, you've got the desert. It feels just deserty, and it gets cool at night too.
Oh, so how long was your transfer to the hotel from the airport?
It was less than 30 minutes. I know that. And there's like a little bar right at the airport too. So if you're waiting for a transfer, there's a little outdoor tiki hut at the airport.
Not that you partook.
There's quite a line when I did it. But yeah, less than 30 minutes. There's beer on our transfer bus, so I was fine.
Nice.
Here at Outlander Travel, we like to let you know we're all.
All the hole in the wall prisons grab a drink.
This is my first time staying in one of those Hyatt, the all-inclusive Hyatts. There's a couple. There's one in Cancun, also the Hyatt Zilara, I think.
I visited that one.
So you did. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was, it was really nice. I thought it was beautiful.
Now, is the Ziva family friendly or is it adult only?
It is family friendly. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. The Zilara was adult only.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. So there's a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah.
I think that's the key difference between those two.
I think so. It was nice. I really liked it. It was a gorgeous hotel.
Scott had a really good year. This was a club trip. So we had a swim up suite and that was pretty darn cool.
Nice. You know, that's actually one of my favorites. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm willing to pay extra money for a swim up suite. I just think it's really cool to have a pool right outside my back door. I just think
I have not experienced it yet, but maybe if you take me on that trip, you won.
I'm not going to ever plan that trip.
So tell me about the food. I mean, you talked about the sustainable farm you went to, which is very cool.
Gosh.
But was the food on the resort, was it easy to get reservations for dinner? Did you like it?
So all of the restaurants were easy. We didn't have to do any No, we just went, they would give us a pager. Okay. I'm trying to remember, there was actually a sushi restaurant, like a teppanyaki sushi Asian restaurant, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. The amounts of food were amazing. It was really beautiful. There were a lot of areas in the resort that had just a lot of views of the ocean. It was cool. Yeah, the food was great, and I'm a foodie. Now, I did not love there's always in every resort one of those days that I didn't love that. But I kind of like sitting down and being served too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not. Well,
this goes up.
Are you usually a buffet fan or not?
No, I'm really not. I'm not either, usually so. Anyway. So yeah. No.
So it wasn't like this was unusual that you didn't like the buffet.
No, just to me, buffets are kind of like that mass-produced leftover stuff. That could or could not be true, but.
I mean, it's interesting to me when you go someplace like, you know, Mexico and all the all-inclusives seem to have the Asian restaurant and the Italian restaurant and the French restaurant. And you know, and so I wish they would, because I've talked to people who have lived in Mexico and they talk about how it's like what we're eating is not really authentic, you know, Mexican food. I do wish they would kind of bring a little more of that into the menus. And I don't see it anywhere, really.
The Fiesta Americana that has a great Mexican restaurant.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know authentic Mexican food necessarily, but it was definitely different than most Mexican food I've had. Yeah. And I would guess it was fairly authentic. They're Mexican owned. So, and there's Fiesta Americanas on the West Coast as well. So
that Flora Farms we went to. So we learned from scratch how to make the pico de gallo. We learned from scratch. I don't know if you saw my picture. I sent you the corn. We made corn tortillas, but that is some authentic Mexican food out there and that they serve in their restaurant. And there is a restaurant out there, like I said, and yeah, it's amazing. We had fish tacos. So it was awesome.
Did you eat off property any other times, or was it just the farms?
That was the only time. We did on the way, when we did that walk to town a mile down on the way back, we found a bar. We had a drink.
Yeah. Did you eat there? No.
We had an appetizer. We just had an appetizer. And it was fine. I mean, it was just, I mean, our view was of the highway.
Sometimes those are the best places, actually.
So one of the first times I ever heard about Cabo San Lucas was on the Love Boat. Well, it seemed like they always stopped in Cabo San Lucas, you know. Or, you know. But so if you were there on an excursion from a tour, what would you do? Or, like, you know, from a cruise, like just one day, what kind of stuff?
So I think that they've got a lot of the sailing tours, especially to that Arches that Lindsay mentioned in the intro, the El Arco de Cabo San Lucas. And that's that famous picture you always see at the rock. Mm-hmm. The arch, and there's always excursions that go out there. They say that you can snorkel, but like we were talking about, the water's so cold, I would not want to do that. That was one of our excursions we could have done.
The water always looks rough around that as well. I mean, maybe that's just
very, very, very rough area, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what some of the other excursions were.
Because you don't really have like the Mayan ruins and stuff like you do on the
East Coast. No, you don't have that. Or the, what is it, the River Secreto,
Grand River cenotes and the
nothing like that. It's all pretty much water activity, unless you're doing a spa day. I mean, you can probably hit one of the resorts for a day pass and do the spa.
I think that's what Lindsay and I would do.
And that's something to always think about on any of your cruises. Check the hotels for day passes. I mean, you get away from your cruise boat crowd and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just go bug the hotel crowd.
Well, and your drinks are free, so included, that's true. Not free. Well,
my experience with all inclusives is limited to the Caribbean. How would you say the Hyatt Ziva? What, explain to me their inclusive all inclusive option?
It's exactly the same. So you get all of your drinks, mixed drinks, wines, all of your food, any time of day, desserts. There's even a little lounge area that has it. If some of the restaurants are closed, you can always go to this lounge that has some appetizer things 24 hours a day. And we were there during the NCAA playoffs. And there's a bar that actually was showing Carolina playing.
Wow.
So we were psyched. Yeah, so they have channels out there.
It's like satellite.
Yeah, I'm not surprised they had television. I'm just surprised that you could watch the Carolina game. But I guess it's the finals, so yeah, exactly.
At the Hyatt Ziva.
Yeah. In Cabo, yeah. So did you feel like it was Cabo sort of, to me, sounds like, I don't know, it always has this reputation of being like the high-end getaway, kind of like Tahoe or something like that. Is it like that, or is it?
So I read that too when I was looking up before we even left. I read that too. And then I also heard that Los Cabos was similar, which is in the same area, but I didn't get that feeling any more than any other resort I've been to anywhere in the Caribbean. I didn't feel, you know, there's golf courses out there. There's another thing you could do for a day excursion is golf, I guess.
If you're into that sort of thing.
If you're into that,
you like it.
So you didn't get like the feeling of the Hamptons or anything like that? I mean,
No. Not at all. Maybe I'm one of them. No, I didn't.
Dream on.
You can't recognize.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly.
So it sounds like it'd be kind of a great place for a quick West Coast girls yes. trip.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Great location to
right.
to do a spa vacation.
Spa vacation, or even they had to swim at pool bars too. Like the pools are beautiful because you can't get in the ocean. Their pool area is beautiful. So yeah, if I was on the West Coast or I had clients out there for sure, yeah, I'd be totally happy there. And that's probably what they're used to is that climate, like we talked about, that difference from the Caribbean. But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if you look at like the short cruises out of LA, that's where they go. You know, that's like our Bahamas. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Yeah. It is that big, the last time we were there years ago, when I was pregnant, of course, we all went to the Cabo Wabo.
What is that?
So that's the Sammy Hagar bar, restaurant. Oh. A little crazy. There's like a dancing pole in the middle of it. Yeah, I didn't dance.
I was like, did you get up there with your big pregnant belly?
I like that big belly.
This episode is going to be amazing.
No, and yeah, I was pregnant. No one else around me was pregnant. So they were all
kind of a boring trip, eh?
I've been there. Yeah.
So would you go back to Cabo? Is that someplace where you think that you want to see more of, or would you go somewhere else on the West Coast?
I think, and you guys know this about me, I love the Caribbean and I'm on the East Coast and it's just too easy. You know, if we got another trip, another club trip, sure, I'd be happy to go out there and I would probably go to a different area and want to see more of it. I'd go back to Florida Farms no matter what. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel the need living in North Carolina to go travel back there as a destination. Same with Hawaii. I'm the same way with Hawaii. I've been there. I don't feel the need to do all that traveling to go somewhere tropical.
That's what my dad says about Hawaii. He's like, the beaches in Myrtle Beach are just as nice as Hawaii.
You sort of indirectly did that thing you do. So you blame it on your dad.
I didn't say
that. Your dad from Pittsburgh.
What did you say, Lindsay?
I said every time you mention Myrtle Beach or Pittsburgh, are we supposed to do a shot? Yeah.
I thought you said a shot caller. I was going to vote for that one. So what was your flight like, Amy? How did you get there?
Gosh, I want to remember. I feel like I went through, would it be right? I feel like we did American Airlines, and I feel like our stop was Dallas.
Yeah, that sounds
well, that would, if you flew American, that's very likely.
Yeah, yeah. And I just did one stop. Like, easily I could have done two stops. I mean, a lot of them are two stoppers.
So I don't want to put Lindsay on the spot because she probably didn't research it before, but what are the flights like from the West Coast? Or can you get there directly from Seattle? You know?
I believe that you can off the top of my head. I know that my flight options here are a lot better than what you guys are looking at, but what she's describing is not that. I mean, I don't know, because I make the reverse trip to the Caribbean all the time.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All day.
Well, but it's the Caribbean, so it's worth it. I'm sorry, West Coast, Mexico.
So, Lindsay, do you have people that ask for that area a lot? I mean, I don't know. I don't get asked for it.
No, and actually, now that American has actually started overnight direct flights to the Caribbean. So, yeah. So we've got... I've never had anybody ask me about Cabo, which is why
it seems to me like Cabo is always sort of equated with that sort of quick getaway from Southern California.
Yeah.
Which strikes me as ironic because I think if I lived in Southern California, I'd never go anywhere.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful. So why would you, but that's that sort of getaway. And you think of it, I guess part of that whole, it's like the Hamptons or Tahoe is I think it's sort of a celebrity getaway too. It's like a quick, like Las Vegas or whatever, they just sort of dart off to do that. So yeah, I would guess from Seattle, it starts becoming less appealing. You might as well go to Southern California, which is closer.
And you do need a passport.
Yeah, true.
I guess, does anyone know if you were going to drive there from Southern California? How far away from like San Diego is it?
You're the only person who would drive.
Yeah. You have to go through Tijuana.
I've been to Tijuana.
Yeah. But you had to get through it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You drove to Tijuana.
It's not the fun stuff.
Well, when we went to Tijuana, we parked on the American side and walked over.
No good story starts with when we went to Tijuana.
This is not a planning service movie.
This was in the 90s. That could be another episode, actually. That was That was a good trip. That was fun.
So I have jotted this little note down about the weather if anybody's curious about the average temperatures. So in January, your highs are in the mid to upper 70s. Up until like summertime, peak time was, I think it was July or August. You get in the highs of the 92-ish. 92-ish. Oh, wow. 90s. lows, January are 55. And in summer up to, let's see, the lows can get up to 75.
So it's a lot cooler than the Caribbean.
Yeah, at
night, and probably not as humid, I would think.
Right. Yeah. I didn't get, yes, it was dry. It was dry.
Now, didn't Cabo just had hurricane damage recently?
They can get hurricane damage, yes. Yeah, I didn't realize the West Coast got hurricanes.
Yeah. Oh, no, last year they were actually
It was really bad. Well, actually, I never heard what happened after. I just remember all the stories of the people trying to evacuate who couldn't, and they had nowhere to go.
The airport was closed for like 3 days.
Yeah, there was a family and like a couple from Raleigh who couldn't get back, and they, you know, their kids were here with the grandparents, and they were stuck there, and it was a big mess. But I don't remember hearing what actually happened with the storm. Like, did they dodge the bullet? They must have dodged kind of a bullet if you were just there.
No, there was damage. Yeah. No, there was damage. I don't want to, yeah.
But not like Katrina damage. I mean,
no, but Katrina damage doesn't happen all the time. That's part of why it was so devastating.
Right.
But yeah, there were resorts that were damaged to the point where they had to close and cancel bookings and things.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Excuse me. Welcome. That's my dog.
So one last thing I wanted to say is the sun there was amazingly hot and burned quickly. And just wear your sunscreen out there, man.
Oh, wow.
It got burned.
Oh, no. That can make for a bad vacation.
Yeah.
But they don't have Zika, right? They don't have to worry about it yet?
Yet.
Right. Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I would count on that. And there are also rumors of sort of safety issues in Western Mexico, but I still don't think
I feel like it's more inland than that, but maybe the same state, but
we were not advised. We asked about that at our resort. We run. And so we wanted to go on a running path, and we were outside a lot there, and there were so many people walking around there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave us comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away, or email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would really love to hear from you. On behalf of Amy, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outland the Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly!